Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew coming back at you with another episode of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing the new development project that was announced last week by the Jaguars. It's a $441 million project, a development project for downtown Jacksonville. Lots of dough, but exciting. I mean, it could be promising, and this is a project that... this was part of Urban Meyer's, some of the stipulations in the contract or hit, personal agreement between him and Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, for him taking the coaching position. So this includes, a practice facility, also a hotel in downtown Jacksonville. And it sounds promising. These are just plans, though. I mean, nothing's been set in stone yet. And, to go over it, it's a $120 million practice facility that's being proposed. Half of that will be split between the Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville. So, half of that will be financed by taxpayer money. And then you get into the hotel and, Shad Khan proposed having like a Four Seasons in downtown Jacksonville. I think that's a great idea. And he said he will be, picking up most of the financial responsibility for that investment. But, I think most of that's going to come from outside investment. I think a lot of these deals, it's not just Shad Khan picking up all the responsibility there. I think he's going to go to outside investors. But, that still leaves about, roughly... $300 million or so dollars on the table. Who's going to be picking up the rest of the responsibility for the project? That's a great question. I don't know. I think it's probably going to be the taxpayer. That's usually how these types of deals go. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be very interesting because the Lot J proposal was recently shot down by Jacksonville. And, I can't say I blame them. It was, not a good deal in my opinion. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this one. I would really like for Shad Khan, honestly, to provide some, stadium enhancements. This would really be great for Jacksonville fans. I don't know if any of you guys have been to a Jacksonville game, but, go to Jacksonville game in September. It is just scorching. I mean, it's hot. It's unbearable. You just don't want to be there in August/September. So I think that's a real drawback for the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise. You're losing some fans there. I mean, it was rough. I felt pretty dehydrated, and I saw a lot of people having a tough time there. So it would really be nice to see Shad Khan make some commitments to the stadium. Let's see him renew and put some money down on the stadium. Let's see him make some enhancements, maybe make a canopy, for those hot summer days, like I was just mentioning. But that's what I would really like to see. I think this is just a lot of kind of talk right now, proposals. I hate to be kind of skeptical or negative per se, but I think, it really depends on whether this stuff gets approved, how much money is being paid or being financed by taxpayer dollars. I think that's really where, the rubber hits the road, or really where the devil is in the details. So, I don't know. It sounds great. I mean, maybe Shad will negotiate. Maybe it seems like he's willing to put down more for the hotel, but you know, maybe he's willing to negotiate with the city of Jacksonville. Maybe he picks up more for the practice facility. We'll see what happens, but I think it's a step in the right direction. I think maybe Shad, after you know, Lot J failed that proposal deal, maybe he's trying to try it, you give it another go here with a development project and put up more money up front. But you know, I would really, as a Jaguars fan, love to see more enhancements made to the stadium, because you know, that's where the fans are. I mean, they're not at the practice facility, they're at the stadium, you know, and you want the stadium experience to be better. And that's really what is most important to me. It'd be nice to be able to go to games and not like die of dehydration and heat stroke. So, but, you know, let me know how you guys feel. Leave me a comment on the YouTube, video podcast episode. Give me a like if you enjoyed the content. Come by Apple Podcast. Leave me a review and some feedback. It always helps me when I put together these episodes. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that. Hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.